sit down?
Yes, sir. Well,
No, please.
Oh, thank you.
Would you like a drink, Doctor?
Oh, no, thank you. As a matter of fact, I haven't had breakfast yet. Someone's meeting me in the restaurant. Now, if you don't mind, I'll just sit with you a few minutes, and then I must be off.
Are you quite sure?
Quite sure, thank you.
Well, Dr. Floyd, I hope you don't think I'm being too inquisitive, but perhaps you can clear up the great big mystery about what has been going on up there. Yes. Well, for one thing, whenever you phone the base, all you can get is a recording which repeats that the phone lines are temporarily out of order. That's what we thought was the explanation at first, but it's been going on now for the past 10 days.
You mean you haven't been able to contact anyone for the past 10 days?
That's right.
Well, that does sound odd.
Yes. So I'm afraid there's going to be a bit of a row about it. Denying the men permission to land is a direct violation of the IAS convention.
Yes, of course. Will the crew get back all right?
Yes. Fortunately, they did.
Oh, I'm glad about that.
Dr. Floyd, at the risk of pressing you on a point you seem reticent to discuss, may I ask you a straightforward question?
Well, certainly.
Quite frankly, we have had some very reliable intelligence reports that quite a serious epidemic has broken out at Cleary's. Something apparently of an unknown origin.
Sorry, Dr. Smyslov, but I'm really not at liberty to discuss this.
I understand. But this epidemic could quite easily spread to our base. We should be given all the facts, Dr. Floyd.
Yes, I know. As I said, I'm not at liberty to discuss it.
Excuse me, Dr. Alverson. I'm through now. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
You're welcome. Well, I know you will all want to join with me in welcoming our distinguished friend and colleague from the National Council of Astronautics, Dr. Heywood Floyd. Now, Dr. Floyd has come up specially to Clavius to be with us today. And before the briefing, I know he would like to have a few words with you. Dr. Floyd? Thank you, Dr. Alverson. Hi, everybody. Nice to be back with you. Well, first of all, I bring a personal message from Dr. Howell, who has asked me to convey his deepest appreciation to all of you for the many sacrifices you've had to make. And, of course, his congratulations on your discovery, which may well prove to be among the most significant in the history of science. Now, I know there have been some conflicting views held by some of you regarding the need for complete security in this matter. I understand that, beyond it being a matter of principle, many of you are troubled by the concern and anxiety this epidemic might cause to your relatives and friends on Earth. Well, I completely sympathize with your negative views. However, I accept the need for absolute secrecy in this. And I hope you will, too. Now, I'm sure you're all aware of the extremely grave potential for cultural shock and social disorientation contained in this present situation, if the facts were prematurely and suddenly made public without adequate preparation and conditioning. Anyway, this is the view of the Council. The purpose of my visit here is to gather additional facts and opinions on the situation and to prepare a report to the Council recommending when and how the news should eventually be announced.
Now, if any of you would like to give me your views and opinions, in private, if you like, I'd be only too happy to include them in my report.
Floyd, have you any idea how much longer...
I don't know, Bill. I suppose it'll be maintained as long as deemed necessary by the council. And, of course, there must be adequate time for a full study to be made of the situation before any thought can be given to making a public announcement. Oh, yes, as some of you already know, the council has requested that formal security oaths be obtained in writing from everyone who has any knowledge of this event. Oh, were there any more questions?
Well, I'm sure we'll all want to cooperate with Dr. Floyd as fully as possible. And as there seems to be no more questions, I think we ought to get on with the briefing. Thank you, Dr. Floyd.
Thank you.
Concern about it. I know I've never completely freed myself of the suspicion that there are some extremely odd things about this mission. I'm sure you'll agree there's some truth in what I say.
Well, I don't know. That's a rather difficult question to answer.
You don't mind talking about it, do you, Dave?
No, not at all.
Well, certainly no one could have been unaware of the very strange stories floating around before we left. Rumors about something. I never gave these stories much credence. But particularly in view of some of the other things that have happened, I find them difficult to put out of my mind. For instance, the way all our preparations were kept under such tight security, and the melodramatic touch of putting Doctors Hunter, Kimball, and Kaminsky aboard, already in hibernation after 4 months of separate training on their own.
You're working up your crew psychology report.
Of course I am. Sorry about this. I know it's a bit silly. Just a moment. I've just picked up a fault in the AE-35 unit. It's going to go 100% failure within 72 hours.
Is it still within operational limits right now?
Yes, and it will stay that way until it fails.
Would you say we have a reliable 72 hours to failure?
Yes, that's a completely reliable figure.
Well, then I suppose we'll have to bring it in, but first I'd like to go over this with Frank and get down to Mission Control. Let me have the hard copy on it, please.
X-ray Delta One, this is Mission Control. Roger, you're 2013. Sorry you fellows are having a bit of trouble. We are reviewing telemetric information in our mission simulator and will advise. Roger, your plan to go EVA and replace Alpha Echo, a 3-5 unit, prior to failure.
Prepare B-Pod for EVA, Hal.
Thank you.
Yes. It's puzzling. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this before. I would recommend that we put the unit back in operation and let it fail. It should then be a simple matter to track down the cause. We can certainly afford to be out of communication for the short time it will take to replace it.
X-ray Delta One, this is Mission Control. Roger, your 1930. We concur with your plan to replace number one unit to check fault prediction. We should advise you, however, that our preliminary findings indicate that your onboard 9000 computer is in error predicting the fault. I say again, in error predicting the fault. I know this sounds rather incredible, but this conclusion is based on results from our twin 9000 computer. We are skeptical ourselves, and we are running cross-checking routines to determine reliability of this conclusion. Sorry about this little snag, fellas, and we'll get this info to you just as soon as we work it out. X-ray Delta One, this is Mission Control, 2049er, transmission concluded.
I hope the two of you are not concerned about this.
No, I'm not, Al.
Are you quite sure?
Yeah, I'd like to ask you a question, though.
Of course.
How would you account for this discrepancy between you and the twin 9000?
Well, I don't think there is any question about it. It can only be attributable to human error. This sort of thing has cropped up before, and it has always been due to human error.
Listen, Hal. There's never been any instance at all of computer error occurring in the 9000 series, has there?
None whatsoever, Frank. The 9000 series has a perfect operational record.
Well, of course, I know all the wonderful achievements of the 9000 series, but are you certain there's never been any case of even the most insignificant computer error?
None whatsoever, Frank. Quite honestly, I wouldn't worry myself about that.
Well, I'm sure you're right, Hal. Fine. Thanks very much. Oh, Frank, I'm having a bit of trouble with my transmitter in C-Pod. I wonder if you'd come down and take a look at it with me.
Sure.
See you later, Hal.
Rotate C-Pod, please, Hal.
What sort of trouble you been having, Dave?
Well, I've been getting some interference on D-channel.
We'll have a look at it.
Open the door, Hal. Rotate pod, please, Hal.
Stop pod rotation, please, Hal.
Rotate the pod, please, Hal. Rotate the pod, please, Hal. I don't think he can hear us.
Rotate the pod, please, Hal.
Yeah, I'm sure we're okay. Well, what do you think?
I'm not sure. What do you think?
I've got a bad feeling about him.
You do?
Yeah, definitely. Don't you?
I don't know. I think so. You know, of course, though, he's right about the 9000 series having a perfect operational record. They do.
Unfortunately, that sounds a little like famous last words.
Yeah. Still, it was his idea to carry out the failure mode analysis, wasn't it?
Hmm.
Should certainly indicate his integrity and self-confidence. If he were wrong, it'd be the surest way of proving it.
It would be if he knew he was wrong.
Hmm.
Look, Dave, I can't put my finger on it, but I sense something strange about him.
Still, I can't think of a good reason not to put back the number one unit and carry on with the failure mode analysis.
No, I agree about that.
Well, let's get on with it.
Okay. But look, Dave. Let's say we put the unit back and it doesn't fail, huh? That would pretty well wrap it up as far as Hal was concerned, wouldn't it?
Well, we'd be in very serious trouble.
We would, wouldn't we?
Mm-hmm. Well, we wouldn't have too many alternatives.
I don't think we'd have any alternatives. There isn't a single aspect of ship operations that's not under his control. If he were proven to be malfunctioning, I wouldn't see how we'd have any choice but disconnection.
I'm afraid I agree with you.
There'd be nothing else to do.
Be a bit tricky.
Yeah.
We'd have to cut his higher brain functions. Without disturbing the purely automatic and regulatory systems. And we'd have to work out the transfer procedures of continuing the mission under ground-based computer control.
Yeah, well, that's far safer than allowing Hal to continue running things.
You know, another thing just occurred to me.
Hmm.
Well, as far as I know, no 9,000 computers have been disconnected.
Well, no 9,000 computers ever fouled up before.
That's not what I mean. Well, I'm not so sure what he'd think about it.